Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Leighton Beard is the spokesperson for the Automobile Association of South Africa. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Howard. Neither can I. I've got a basic idea, I think, of what is going on. I mean, I think it's very confusing. We obviously have asked the Department of Transport and the Road Traffic Infringement Agency to clarify as much as possible. And thankfully, last week, they actually heeded those calls and did that.
Okay, great. So now share that wisdom with us.
So the original rollout date was the 1st of July 2021, and that was the date that had been basically cast in stone for the implementation of the ARTO system. As June rolled around, we started getting more and more queries, not only from our members, but from the media as well. That's now the AA, asking what was happening with ARTO. And a lot of people in the media were reporting that this thing was happening on the 1st of July. It was being implemented, and we started making, even before June, we'd started asking questions about what exactly is happening with the rollout, when are we going to get more clarity on it, what's the status of all the back-end systems, has the training been done? There were a number of questions. We hadn't heard anything from the Road Traffic Infringement Agency, and that's the agency that's going to administer ARTO. And eventually then, on the 30th of June, they told us there was going to be this press conference on the 1st of July where more clarity would be given. And when that press conference eventually rolled around, we were told that the rollout of ARTO would begin on the 1st of July, but the actual implementation of the points demerit system and the rehabilitation program, which essentially are the backbone of the ARTO system, would only be implemented on the 1st of July 2022. So between now and then, it's a question of the Department of Transport and the Road Traffic Infringement Agency building so-called IT capacity, making sure that all the systems speak to each other, make sure that the systems are ready to deal with a demerit system, and then implementing whatever they need to in terms of the IT infrastructure in various local municipalities throughout the country. But it's not going to change anything for motorists. The only thing that will change is when the points demerit system actually comes into force.
And that is now July 2022?
Correct, yes.
How is this going to work in terms of the way it works at the moment? Is if one of my kids' car is in my name and they happen to get a speeding fine, it's my problem because the car's registered in my name. How is ARTO going to work around that?
So one of the things that we did see on Friday, and I do need to give kudos to the department for this, is that the user interface on the website is actually pretty good. And there's a website and there's a mobile app that you can download for ARTO, and you can do various transactions on that. You can contest your fine, you can pay a fine, you can see exactly what the details of that fine are, and you can nominate a driver. So even if that vehicle is in your name, you can nominate the person who was driving at the time, and it will then obviously become their problem.
Okay, so there is a way to deal with that. Otherwise, it becomes absurd, especially in companies where you've got a proxy.
And again, I mean, the IT interface, the web interface, and the mobile app are pretty good, pretty solid. I downloaded the app myself, and it works very well. So I think it's one part of a really big puzzle that, as far as I'm concerned, is working, but the rest now needs to be put into place. Despite the fact that there are some legal challenges to ARTO, and also the fact that the submissions that were given through in November 2020 have not yet been published. So the final regulations are still waiting to be promulgated. That could hold up the process even further. We have to wait and see how that pans out. The plan is to have everything in place by July 2022. It may be derailed by various factors.
When did we start this process? Because haven't we been hearing about this since the 80s? Okay, maybe.
Yeah, this process has been ongoing for, a very, very long time. I mean, the AA itself called for a demerit system to be put in place in the 1960s.
Oh, it wasn't exaggerated.
The current ARTO legislation, I think, is somewhere in the region of 18 years in the making. So it's not anything new. It's something that's obviously been on the table for a while. And the purpose really is to drive and promote road safety. But as you know, Howard, the AA and others have raised concerns that in fact this legislation doesn't do that and that it's geared towards revenue collection. So there's a number of issues relating to Otto. I mean, the issue of implementation and the clarification of when the whole thing was going to be put in place was just one of them. There are many others.
Yeah, one of our listeners saying the demerit system feeds into institutionalized bribe system. Your response?
Look, it may do. You know, the fact of the matter is that we have corruption currently within the traffic law enforcement environment, and that's very difficult to deal with. One of the measures that is being put in place is dash cams and body cameras for traffic law enforcers, and the Department of Transport tries every now and again to really investigate not only traffic law enforcers on the road, but also obviously at the driving license testing centers. So it does remain a problem. Will Otto exacerbate that problem? I mean, I can't speculate on whether it will or won't. I think it's something that remains to be seen. What we do know is that there are recommendations that are on the table to improve traffic law enforcement in South Africa. And for us at the AA, those initiatives and those recommendations need to be implemented as a matter of urgency. And we believe if those recommendations are implemented, the professionalization of the traffic law enforcement environment would lead, we believe, to a reduction in corruption.
And let's hope you are right. Leighton Beard, spokesperson for the Automobile Association of South Africa, bringing us clarity on Otto.